May I have your attention, please? My name is Andy Black, and you need to understand that America's healthcare system is broken. They haven't found a single cure for any disease in over 60 years, even though America spends more money on doctor's visits, prescription drugs, physical therapies, surgeries, and specialists than any other nation on the planet. In spite of all that, America is dead last in ranking of all the industrialized nations. If Americans were living longer and had a higher quality of health than all those nations, that would be great. But the truth is, we are not living longer and we don't feel better. In fact, we have more disease and live considerably shorter lives than they do. Even their overall quality of health is ranked considerably higher than ours. So, thank you for choosing to listen to today's Health Update, the one place you can turn to learn the truth about America's sick care system. Truth is, the pharmaceutical system decided many years ago to never cure another disease. And in back rooms, you can hear them explain that there is simply too much money in treating symptoms of disease to ever release another cure. Today's health update is much more than just physical health. By listening to Roy Williams, you will learn how to support your health naturally, how to avoid using prescription drugs, and how to decrease pain and feel 10 to 15 years younger in just 1 month. Roy also keeps you informed about fake diseases such as COVID, and how to supercharge your immune system naturally, and what is fast becoming his most popular show, Freedom Fridays. So sit back, relax, and listen so you can begin to understand why so many say to Roy, your show is the shortest 30 minutes on the radio.
Well, are you ready? You ready for another Today's Health Update? I am Roy Williams, the guru of good health, the superintendent of supplementation. Boy, am I ever fired up today. This is one of those days when there's so much going on in the world that I disagree with. I'm just going to have to talk about it. I just have to let the steam out every now and then. But I want you to pay attention to how I do things. I'm not here to judge. That's not who I am. There's only one judge, and that's God Almighty. We're just people, and we don't have the right to judge. However, we have the right to discernment. Read your Bible if you don't know what that means. Discernment, that means the ability to decide if something you're listening to, seeing, a part of, witnessing in some way, you have the ability to discern, to decide if it is right or if it is wrong. Now, let's talk about that. How do we know if something is right or it's wrong? Well, it really boils down to only one thing. Now, you can have your own opinion. I don't care. And that's okay. I've got mine, okay? But I do base mine on something pretty solid, and I hope you decide what's right and what's wrong by something solid. What is that? Truth. What is truth? Well, you would be taught today that truth is in your own eyes, in your own opinion. It is not. Truth is the ability, the truth is a fact, okay? A fact is scientific, for instance. You can come to a conclusion through scientific studies, however you want to look at it, and you can figure out what time the sun rises and what time the sun sets, how many revolutions the earth has to make for the sun to go around. I mean, there are facts. There are absolutes in life. Now, there's a lot of your really expensive educational people out there today will tell you that there are no real facts. There are no truths. Of course there are. Don't start that garbage, because if that's true, if that were true, nobody could ever make a correct decision about anything, because everybody's decision would be correct in their own eyes. No, you got to have boundaries. You got to know what you're doing. You see, you may be what I call PC, politically correct. You may be listening to me today, and you may be one of those people that believe in political correctness. I, for one, reject it with every fiber of my being. Political correctness is man's traditions. It's some human being out there, whether it's male or female. When I say man, I'm not talking gender, okay? I think women are just as equal as any man. They're stronger than men in a lot of ways. They're weaker than men in a lot of ways. We all are able to work together to bring about the best out of both of us, though. If we work together, I mean, that was the way God intended it, man and woman, male and female, to become partners, to become one and produce another human being. That's the only way that works. But you may be politically correct. And if you want to get into that, that's okay with me. But I am not. I'm not PC. I'm MC. Oh, I know you're thinking, what is MC? I go by moral correctness. Morality. Oh, I know that's a foreign word to some of you. And some of you are drawing up in a knot right now and going, oh, here's Roy again. He's gonna move into that religion. He is one of those crazy religious people. It don't matter to me what you think about me. I base my ability to choose right from wrong, to be righteous or to be unrighteous, my ability to make good judgment or to make bad judgments, I base it on a solid foundation called the Bible. Yes, I do. I believe the Bible is the oldest history book on earth. You can't bring me one that's any older because it goes all the way back to creation itself. And I've not seen any other that goes back to creation. It's there. As a matter of fact, if you really want to get into the Bible, it goes all the way back past creation of human beings, which was only about 7,000 years ago, in the flesh, okay? And it goes all the way back to what we were before the flesh, which was spiritual. I call it the first earth age. We're in the flesh age now, excuse me, where God put us on this planet so we could make a decision. Are we going to believe in him or are we going to believe in Satan? That is the choice. Now, some of you out there are thinking, oh, wow, here we go. You see, but maybe you're politically correct. Maybe you believe that politicians, politics, that the highly educated, the elites, as they call themselves of this world, know more than anybody else. Well, I'm telling you right now, they don't. They think they do. But you see, I am morally correct. Let's boil it down to this. Where do they get their ability that you would give them credit for to be politically correct? All that is strictly from one man's opinion or one woman's opinion or a group of men's or a group of women's or a group of men and women's opinions all coming together to form a conclusion that they believe in. And if that's how you want to do it, that's fine. It works in business. I'm not denying that. But that means that you're getting to decide, a group of people, those people, however you want to look at it, they're getting to decide what is correct and what is not correct. I don't look at it that way. I think there is a supreme being. I call him God. God is the supreme being. He is the creator. He tells us, and I believe it, that he set everything in motion, everything, all the stars, all the universes, all the planet Earth itself, he put all that out there. He spoke it and he made it happen. Now that's, so I'm going to rely on him and his knowledge, his creative abilities, his insight, and I'm going to read his instruction manual on how I'm supposed to live my life here on this earth, and that's where I get my foundation. I take my foundation from the Creator himself. Now, you can go political correctness if you want to, but I'm going to tell you right now, moral correctness, doing it God's way, overpowers political correctness every time. And I can show you history book after history book after history book, especially the Bible, but others too, that proves that I am correct. You see, you read about the United States of America in their first 100 years, and you'll see that our founding fathers founded this nation on biblical principles. You heard me right. I said biblical principles, all right? They then took those biblical principles and based on the Word of God, and you read about the Israeli, the Hebrew race, as God followed them through that history book, as he gave us a genealogy, a history of them, from the very beginning, on the eighth day when God created Adam and Eve. And I did say the eighth day. Now, he created all the other races on the sixth day. He rested on the Sabbath day, and then he made man, Adam and Eve, and this is a specific race of people. He made them on the eighth day. It's just as plain as it could be written in there, and he named them Adam, but it was not Adam like the first man and woman that he created on the sixth day, which was Adam, Adam is how it was pronounced, but on this one, on the eighth day, it says he made Etha Adam, a specific man. And for that man, he made Eve, a specific woman. And from them came the bloodline that goes all the way from him through Noah, from Noah to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to Moses, and it just keeps on going all the way down to David, and from David all the way through to Jesus Christ. That's why there was such a detailed genealogy in the Old Testament leading to the birth of the New Testament, which was Jesus Christ, okay? So there's a history lesson there. What was the history lesson taught throughout the Old Testament? You can read it for yourself. You don't have to believe me, but every time that race of people, that Hebrew race of people, decided to do it God's way, God blessed them immensely. They became the wealthiest. They multiplied. They gained more land and territory. Everything was wonderful for them until they decided to get into political correctness and do it man's way using his traditions instead of God's way using his creations. And that's where we are today. We're right back into that old, same old quandary we were in when we broke away from the British Empire and established the United States of America. We're right back there. We're a bunch of elitists who think they know more than God, and they do. They think they know more than God. As a matter of fact, George Soros just the other day, when they were questioning him, he says, "I am a God." He really believes that. What an idiot. You think I'm scared to call a god a little g, a man who claims to be a god, but he's God in his is a little g? I'm not worried about him because my God with a capital G is God. So he don't bother me to tell you what a scoundrel he is. It's what he is. So they want you to do it man's way using man's traditions. Remember, that's not a gender. Okay, that's man's way, human's ways. They want you to do it according to their agenda. And they've got an agenda behind it. And what is that agenda? It's to make sure that you never know the truth, because the truth will destroy them, but it will set you free. And the last thing they want on earth is for you to be free. And remember, I teach you on Freedom Fridays what true freedom is. We were truly free in the United States of America and grew so fast that it embarrassed the rest of the world how fast we grew in such a short period of time, because we were sticking to the Word of God and trying to raise our children in a godly manner with moral correctness instead of political correctness. And it embarrassed them, so they got involved with it and decided to destroy our way of life, and they have been hard at work at it ever since then. That's why they don't want God taught in school. That's why they don't want the Bible read in school. That's why they don't want praying in schools. That's why they want to control the entire educational system so that only their agenda gets out there and nobody else's. And boy, they don't want God's agenda in there. And I'll tell you something else they're destroying in America, and that's discipline. Okay? Discipline. Now, what is discipline? You know, you ask a bunch of kids in college and younger, what does discipline mean? And I guarantee you, most of the time, you know what they'll tell you? It means punishment. That is not what discipline is. Punishment's punishment. You get punishment when you go against the will of whoever's over you. Whether you're a free man or a slave, you go against your mother or your father, and they may punish you. It may be corporal punishment. It may be grounding you, but that's punishment. Discipline is something you do to yourself. Discipline is the ability to decide right from wrong and then to do right, even though it'd be easier, more fun, make you feel better to go against the what you know to be right. Oh, it's fun to sin. God tried to keep us from sinning, but it's fun. Satan made it so much fun and made it so enticing and so tempting, just like he tried to tempt Jesus, that now we got a political bunch of people out there trying to convince you of a bunch of sin, immorality, that they want you to follow them because it's more fun, it's easier, we give you more money, we'll make it, when in reality, they're robbing you of discipline. Discipline yourself. I mean, if you're in the military, before you go in, if you're very smart at all, you're going to get in good physical condition because you're going to have to be in shape. And if you're in shape when you go into basic training, you're going to go through it a lot better than those that are overweight and out of shape and hadn't tried. Why? Because some of you went in there disciplined. You disciplined yourself by getting up every morning and running 3 miles or doing 100 push-ups, 100 sit-ups, 100 chin-ups. You disciplined yourself to do those things even though it was hard, even though you were sweating, even though you were sore, even though you were aching, even though it was hard, you did what you decided was right morally for you to accomplish the goals that you want in life. You see, we need to get back to MC, not PC. Political correctness needs to be destroyed and gotten rid of, and MC needs to be the rule of thumb. We need to get back into moral character. Can you have moral character without the Bible? Well, you can still be disciplined, but is it based on the truth? You got to decide. I believe that the truth comes from the Word of God. Why? Because God made us and He gave us a set of rules to go by. That's how I look at it. I don't care how you look at it. I'm giving you the way I see it. And I do know this, throughout the history of the Hebrew race and the Hebrew people, every time they went out of the will of God, they went into slavery, sometimes as long as 400 years. Every time they went out of the will of God, plagues hit them, terrible things happened, people died, the earth even opened up and swallowed some of them. It got miserable, and it got that way really quick, especially when they worshiped other gods. Little g. There's many other gods, but they're little g's. They have no power. They're not real. They're there to deceive you and trick you and get you to give up discipline. I want you to be a disciplined human being. I want you to raise your children, your grandchildren, with some discipline so they know right from wrong. And somebody says, but you know, you decide what's right for you and your children, but I get to decide what's right for me and my children. No, I didn't decide what's right for me and my children. God did. I go by His book. Why? Well, if, let's say, you don't believe the Bible's real, you don't believe that God, that there is a God, then it boils down to it's just your opinion against my opinion. So we're both human beings. What makes your opinion better than mine? Just because you got what you would call a better education? Well, let me tell you something. If your education didn't include a thorough and complete understanding of the Word of God and the history of the Bible, then you got a very poor, weak, unimportant education when it comes to how to live in a flesh body. You see, that's the history book. That is the book that we need to go by when you're talking about these things, okay? Now, we've done reached that point in society where we've lost all of our discipline to the point that nobody knows right from wrong. As a matter of fact, everything that was once right is now considered wrong, and everything that was once wrong is now considered right. Why? Because of man's traditions. Because of PC, political correctness, instead of what? God's traditions, God's instruction manual called the Bible, or moral character is what I prefer to call it. Okay? Not correctness, but moral character. What is character? Character is what you do when nobody's looking. Oh, you know what I mean. You wad a piece of paper up and you're there by yourself and you throw it at the garbage can and you miss it. If you're disciplined, you get up and you go over and pick it up and put it in the garbage can where it belongs. If you're undisciplined, you think, well, I'll just leave it there. My mom or my dad will clean it up. Come on, get a grip. You see, that's why it's important you let your children listen to this radio show. You never have to worry about whether or not I'm going to say something that would embarrass you or your children or cause them grief or sorrow. You know why? Because I'm going to teach them the Word of God. I'm going to teach them moral correctness. I'm going to teach them how to be successful in life, how to reach their goals, how to live in harmony with other people that will allow us to. I do stress that, live in harmony with other people, with those that will allow us to. Are you always going to be able to live in harmony with other people? Oh, no, 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 no. There's some people out there that are maybe in that family of the Kenites, the family, the bloodline of Satan, because that was the other bloodline. You see, the whole battle in the flesh age is the two bloodlines, the bloodline of Satan and the bloodline of God, Adam. Adam, Eth Ha Adam, a specific human being. That bloodline was the bloodline of Christ. And if you read the Old Testament, you'll see that Satan, right from the beginning of that bloodline, tried to destroy that bloodline so Christ couldn't be born in a pure bloodline and become the ultimate sacrifice for forgiveness of sins. But he did it. He became the ultimate sacrifice. He lived, and even Pontius Pilate himself, when they took him to trial, calling him saying all these horrible things about Jesus that were all lies. Why? Because they were politically correct. They weren't morally correct. They were politically correct. And what did Pilate do? He washed his hands of it. He says, I can find no fault in this man. Talking about Jesus. He didn't even sin. There's no recorded account of him ever even sinning. And yet he died for the sins of everybody on earth and became the ultimate blood sacrifice. And for those who will ask for forgiveness, I guarantee you, I don't care how many horrible or evil or bad or wicked things you've done in your life, if you are serious and you mean it in your heart, and you tell Christ that you are sorry for what you've done and ask him to forgive you, believing that he is the Son of God and that he shed his blood for forgiveness, you will be forgiven. Ah, oh, that's the most awesome thing on earth, because I've done some really nasty things in my life and I'm not proud of it at all. I'm so ashamed, it ain't even funny. But I don't have to worry about that anymore. I've been forgiven, and so can you. And now I can live MC. I can try my best to live morally correct. Does that mean I don't mess up? Oh, good grief. You know me. You know I mess up. But you can count on this. I'm going to try my best to lead you, your children, your grandchildren, and everybody else. I'm going to try my best to lead them down the road to moral character, MC instead of PC, so that they can have peace and love and understanding and kindness and understand that it is, you have an opportunity to be a member of God's family. Now, I'm going to kind of end today's show with something that is really controversial. We have slipped down that slippery slope to PC, political correctness, to the point that you can't talk bad about homosexuals. Yeah, you can't talk bad about anything. I mean, they want you to believe that any sin you choose is okay. And in man's eyes, that may be true, but in God's eyes, it is not true. It is not true. You need to read your Bible. I'm not judging anybody. I'm not the judge. God is. I'm telling you what God says. So if you got a problem with what you hear me say, take it up with God, okay? I want to see how that turns out for you. Are you brave enough to face God? I hope you are, but I hope it's for repentance, okay? So we got people now that have become so politically correct that they think your child, maybe a 8-year-old, 9-year-old, 10-year-old, 11-year-old, they think your child should be able to choose which gender they are. Man, is that ever like spitting in God's face? God made each and every human being in a specific way he wanted them. And he made every one of us either male or female. Listen to me. That was not a mistake. If you say that was a mistake and you're going to change your identity sexually through surgeries and stuff like that, that's saying God made a mistake. I'd be very careful before I tread on that ground if I were you. But here's my point. So now we've reached that point where, well, your 7-year-old, 8-year-old, 9-year-old, whatever, should be allowed to choose which sex they are. Well, then I'm going to say something I want to say here. Let's say that you have a child born, maybe one of the parents is Hispanic, the other is American, or maybe it's one of them's a black child and the other is Asian. All right, let's say it's just for the sake of conversation. Let's say it's a child is born to a white parent and a black parent, okay? Well, I tell you what, if you're going to believe in political correctness, don't you think that child ought to get to choose which race they are? Oh, Roy, I can't believe you said that. Well, be careful, because let's say that you have a child born in your family from a white mother or father and a black mother or mother or wife. You know what I'm talking about. Obviously, to a man and a woman, one black, one white, whichever way it goes. Which are they? Which race are they? You see, if you aren't careful on that birth certificate, they will make that decision for you. But don't the child get to choose, because they actually could be half one and half the other? His chances are it could be 3/4, 1/4 of the other, according to how mixed the parents were. You see, we're reaching that point where if you believe in political correctness, it's going to reach that point where it's convoluted and nothing makes sense anymore. Of course, it would be the right thing to do when the child becomes of age to let them choose which race they want to be, because in reality, they're both. They are mixed, and that's okay. I think God knew that was going to happen. I think that may have been part of his plan in the end. Obviously, that's what's happening. So, you know, my point is, if you're not clear on where you stand, if you don't stand for something, you're going to end up falling for anything. I know that's a song, but that's exactly what's happening to us in America today. We no longer know where to stand firm, and therefore there is no firm foundation, and we got a lot of lost people. And isn't that sad? Y'all, let's stop this insanity. Let's go back to the way God set it up. Let's be proud to be men. Let's be proud to be women. Let's be proud to be white. Let's be proud to be black. Let's be proud to be Asian. Let's be proud to be Hispanic. Let's be proud to be human beings. Let's be proud to be a creation of God Almighty, who set up the rules, and let's become MC instead of PC. I want you to think. I hope that's why you listen to this show, because it makes you think. And if you think, try thinking about God a little bit every day, because he is your Father. I thank you for listening. Until next time, may God continue to bless all of us with abundant health.
As I said earlier, thank you for choosing to listen to today's health update. If you like what you heard, please consider sharing it with others who need to know the truth. To hear this or any of Roy's shows, go to www.podbean.com, www.podbean.com. And remember, you can learn more by going to our website, www.nhcherbs.com. That's www.nhcherbs.com. Or you can call to get more information at 256-757-0660.